So if I want the kids in the school today to talk to me, you're suggesting that I let them play with my iPad? But would they talk to me if they were playing with the iPad?
Not really, but you could just let them have some fun playing with the iPad.
But if I give them the iPad and they love the iPad so much that they won't talk to me, how will I get them to talk to me? So start off by just saying hello.
Yes.
But nothing else.
If they say hello back, and then just build it up.
But slowly.
Yes, slowly and gently. Make contact. And be very slowly.
Because I'm not really a scary person, am I?
No. So you need to go gently, slow, and try to make contact.
Okay. And I shouldn't touch their toys, should I?
No. Let them play if they want to play.
Yeah.
Or even if they want you to play with them.
So if I sit quietly beside them and just say hello and watch them, is that okay?
Yeah.
And if they...
But you have to be, like, very gentle. Because kids that are young are very precious.
They're very what?
Precious.
Precious.
Because they can be hurt easily. So you better not get on the wrong side.
Right.
And start fighting.
Oh, me fighting with the child?
Well...
The child would always win, wouldn't they?
Yes, but still... You could hurt them even by accident because you are older, and you have more strength. So try not try to make try to like see I see try to like be nice and even if a kid starts to make a fight try to like end it and then
right
and then
try to end it in a nice way.
To make an accident, or else you'll be thrown out.
Right, I don't want to be thrown out. You're right. You're right. I do not want to get thrown out. I don't want to hurt anybody. And
So if you kind of like start a fight, just walk away. Don't carry on the fight,
Okay.
Else you could get in big trouble.
So when I'm beside the child, should I sit down and on the floor or
yeah.
beside them?
Yeah, maybe you should sit down on the floor if they're having trouble with something, maybe you could help them.
Would they think I was interfering if I tried to help?
No, first you ask them. You never just try to keep on. You never try to help someone who they don't want help with. So you always have to ask them if they want help.
Okay. So if I see a child who's having a bit of a struggle with making a tower of bricks or something like that, and if the tower keeps falling down, do I offer to help them?
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be better talking to... I don't know if they'll all be boys or if they'll all be girls or if they'll be a mixture. But if I had a... Would it be better for me to sit down beside a boy or better to sit down beside a girl?
I don't know, actually. Girls might like, say, get away from me. Because girls don't really mix with boys, and boys can be a bit cheeky. And so try to pick just pick the person who needs most help and try to help them. So they won't be as cheeky or mean.
And could I ask them a question about, like, what's their place like?
Okay.
What would they say? What would they think if I asked them a question like, or even, you know, what's your home?
How they live, or ask them what's their names or something.
Wait, is it a good thing to ask them where they live?
Yeah.
Which would be better to start with, asking them their name or asking them where they live?
Asking their name.
Okay, their name. So say, if I can ask them the very first question should be about their name, should it?
No, first you say hello.
Oh, yeah.
Then you say, what's your name?
Would I say to them, would you like to ask me a question, or would that be embarrassing?
Just let them ask a question to you without you asking if they would like a question from you.
Okay. And if I say to them, what's your place like? Would that be okay?
Maybe. What's your house like?
Okay.
Like something that makes more sense. Like don't say any complicated words. Kids don't know that much about that word, so they don't know what they mean.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much for that advice, 'cause I have to go into a school and talk to some children who I never met before, and I'm a bit nervous about talking with them.
Well, don't be. Try to get strength.
Well, you've been very helpful.
If any of the children hurt you or anything, you could just tell the teacher.
I wouldn't be telling the teacher. Because,
I would... the teacher is your only protection from the army of kids.
Well, do you think the whole army of kids are going to jump on top of me and attack me?
Not really, but they could attack one at a time.
Okay, we better go into the school now.
We better go into the school.
Okay, now you know I recorded what you said. What do you think I should do when I'm going to the school today?
When you're going in the car, try to listen to the audio to see what you should do.
I will do that. And thank you for being such a good advisor. You gave me really good help there. And you know what? You're a very helpful person, really. What does the dog think? I'm being given this look like, you're weird, Dad. Okay, come on, let's go in.